It is better to give than to receive. That's what we are told and that's what we are taught. Better to give than to receive. But think for a moment. How do we choose what is the right gift? There are often times when we think we know what somebody really, really wants or what someone really, really needs. But we could be wrong. We also have to remember that the person receiving the gift is looking for meaning in it. How much thought was put in it, for example? Or what is the value of the gift? Or more importantly, how much they are valued by receiving the gift. Sometimes gifts leave us to wonder. When I was looking at some stories, there were some accounts of husbands that gave gifts to wives. I wanted to share some examples of those with you. Now, these were on important occasions. They weren't necessarily just surprising a wife during the week, but rather on an important occasion, picking out that special gift just for her. One wife said that her husband gave her tire chains. Now, when you think about it, there's a level of concern there that the husband is thinking about his wife's safety and driving the icy and snowy roads during the winter season. Sure, we can get that. Another wife shared an experience in which her husband gave her the DVD set of the Andy Griffith Show. The reason why? The wife had once mentioned to her husband that she had a crush on Ron Howard, who played Opie. But that was when she was 8 years old. And then there was a wife that gave the account of her husband one time surprising her with the gift of a cemetery plot. What that meant, we don't really know. And so what does it mean when we hear Jesus say, it is God's pleasure to give you the kingdom, to present to you, to bestow, to deliver, to pledge God's kingdom. To give the kingdom of God continues God's history of giving, a history of covenant where God gives to His people. We read in the book of Genesis God's covenant promises that He gave to Abraham. And those covenant promises sustained the people of Israel for hundreds of years and were renewed time and time and time again. God continued to give and give to His people so that His people could be a blessing to the world, so that the world may know the God of Israel. We gather together and hear the words of Jesus when we celebrate the Lord's Supper. When we hear, this is for you. This is given for you. This new covenant, this new promise that God has established through Jesus. And so in giving the kingdom, there is a history of God's giving. And with it comes an assurance to the people of the world that living in this kingdom, there is that eternal relationship. There is that promise. There is that covenant that God shares with us. It reminds us our Old Testament and New Testament are truly the Old and New Covenants. Our Scriptures are a history of God's giving, of God's promises, and are living with that assurance. And so we celebrate those gifts in the giving of the kingdom. But then, what do we do with it? What do we do with the gift that we have been given? One of the things that we are called to is to live with hope. To use that gift each and every day so that we are not caught in the persistent human anxieties that hound us and surround us and badger us. That we receive strength each and every day facing the uncertainties that are before us. That we open that gift and use that gift every day of our lives. There's a story about a worse gift given, but yet then how it is used. A man tells about how at his company they had a work party, which are very common, and how everybody purchased a gift and then it was passed along to somebody else. And so this one man received his gift and opened it up, and there he discovered an oven mitt. An oven mitt. So he said, well, what do I do with this gift? What he did was, he decorated that oven mitt with a face. He gave that oven mitt a name. He then took that oven mitt with him wherever he traveled, to all the events he went with, included it in pictures. And so that oven mitt became a constant companion and a focal point of gatherings. It lasted a long time until it was fatally burned in a preheating accident at home. But in receiving that gift, it actually became a gift that kept on giving. The story was retold time and time and time again. And every time the family and friends heard it, they would break out in laughter. That's what he did with that gift. We are also to live with readiness. With the giving of the kingdom, we experience all earthly goodness. We're called to use that goodness. Use that goodness for the benefit of others. Now, I have to admit and be open with you that sometimes during these days, the political climate confuses me and upsets me. So often I hear about choices that people make are based on what he or she will get. And then they choose accordingly. Not thinking about what is best for the whole, or what's best for society, or what's best for the nation necessarily, but what can I get? What's in it for me? In being given the gift of the kingdom, we live with the readiness to use the goodness that we have been given, to bear God's values and priorities in all that we do, to be faithful in our service, to be an extension of the gifts that we are given, to be giver of the gifts. Now, there are times when we try to assist and give gifts and help one another, we might make mistakes. You know, it might be well-meaning, but might miss the mark. You might give a gift because someone has a particular interest, for example. A mother realized that her son had become an avid fisherman and thought that she would give him a gift of particular interest to her son then, and gave him a fishing lure. Now, I'm not much of a fisherman, but I know that a fishing lure with a shiny propeller and flashing lights is not really what a fisherman uses. But she knew nothing of fishing, but thought she would had given a great gift to her avid fisherman son. But this shouldn't stop us from giving. And being ready to give and to share. And also we are to live with expectation. Looking forward to the opportunities to give. Looking for the chances to share. There was a young man who began collecting belt buckles. And so his brother thought for his birthday he would give a belt buckle. So the brother gave to his belt buckle collecting brother a belt buckle with an LED on it. You know, a flashing readout. And it would scroll whatever you would enter or input on it, like your name. So you could have a belt buckle that would have your name scrolling across it constantly as you walked around town. So upon receiving the gift, the brother programmed in it, "Send this back." But yet, the young man looks forward to the next occasion where he might anticipate and expect another gift from his brother. God's gifts keep us looking forward, looking ahead with anticipation. It is better to give. And we give the gifts of the kingdom and the goodness that comes with it. And we share gifts that have value to each and every person who has value. Amen.